welcome to another Chissapod. I am Joy Mpande. Tune in for your entertainment scoop for the week.
Oh yes, Umzanzi Celebville is filled with flavor.
But you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re mo ngwaneng, or who secured the latest bag,
or just who's dripping with sauce,
and who's adding the spice.
Jonga yongi into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisa pod.
Welcome back to another episode of the Chisa Pod. If you're new over here, then you should know that every Friday we catch up on the latest entertainment news. But if you're a regular, that means you already know what time it is. I'm not running solo yet again. I'm joined by...
Mr. Mukhanedi,
welcome back.
Sure.
Well, it's been quite a hell of a week, but you know, we always start with music news because it's Music Friday, right? Lyra is said to make a comeback on the big stage. I think there's quite an anticipation on that one. If you don't know, then, let me keep you up to speed. Lyra has been suffered a stroke in March 2022, while on tour in Germany. And since obviously her communication, her speech was affected, you know, she had to learn all of that, especially singing, to get back on stage. And now she's ready and she's back. She'll be performing at Baseline. I think it's on the 25th. Yeah, that's quite something to look forward to. I don't know if you're looking forward to it, Kumbuzo.
I am looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Especially at the Lyra. She's my homegirl. She's from Davidson.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Come on now. Okay.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I think when I watch her journey, and it just makes you kind of appreciate life a little bit more when you just look at how she's saying, like, even as a relearning all mm-hmm. these things, she's kind of, I guess, found a new appreciation for life.
Yeah.
But it's not only her that also experienced a stroke, by the way. Actress Joyce Skefu also experienced or suffered a stroke. And she's been taken to the timeline recently to take people through her recovery journey, speaking up, or rather recalling that experience, saying that it was 4 a.m. in the morning and she just, you know, threw herself on the floor trying to figure out what is really happening. Let's have a listen to what she had to say about that.
Stroke is cruel, it's mean, it's hiding. Yo, gets a hole. First and foremost, there was no sign. No sign at all. I just woke up in the morning and I couldn't walk. And it was 4 o'clock in the morning. I wanted to go to the loo. The next thing, I couldn't get off the bed. So I threw myself on the floor and I watched half of my body die slowly. It was so scary. It was traumatizing.
Well, that's that on that. I think it's quite beautiful to see that they're back on their feet again, both Lyra and Joyce Skefu. I think they're both legends in the music, or rather in the entertainment industry. They've definitely made quite huge contributions.
Is Joyce Doris?
She used to act on Scandal.
Muvango was Doris, right?
Yeah, when I leo, I can't tell.
Yeah, I think it's Doris.
It was Doris.
She used to say, you must never.
Oh, yes!
Yeah, she's the one.
Absolutely.
Yeah, she's the one.
Yeah. So, hey, she's back. I mean, she also hasn't been in the acting game for quite some time, but now she's busy sharing her testimony. So hopefully at some point we'll also see her back on the small screens or the big screens as well. All right. But moving right along to some other news, Mosa Keys has decided, no, he wants to set the record straight because people are suggesting or have been alluding to him somehow being gay. And that's just because of the way that he dresses. As we all know, Mosa Keys is a trendsetter. When it comes to fashion, he does not go, you know, and does the normal thing. You know, he definitely, I wouldn't be surprised or shocked to see Mosa Keys in a skirt, but in a very stylish kind of way. Like on some, who's this? No, I'm telling you, you know when Jaden Smith wore a skirt once upon a time and people were like, what's wrong with this guy? But he really looked so amazing. A$AP Rocky has worn a skirt before. I mean, he's married to Rihanna and he's definitely not gay. And Just a disclaimer, of course, also. I mean, nobody's saying there's anything wrong with being gay or homosexual or anything like that. The case here is people just coming for Musa Keys and questioning his sexuality just because of the way that he dresses. Let's have a listen to how he decided to dismiss all those claims.
I ain't gay. I see y'all's comments, crazy comments about me being gay because I'm dressed in a specific way. Since when does the way I dress define my sexuality? Stop being stupid, people. Like, little body, man. Yo, my parents are all right. Like, no, do you like comments? Like, comment on my paper, man. And I'm so sorry to be swearing on a Sunday. Happy Sunday, y'all. Have a delicious Sunday. Go, make sure you go to the church. Satan, did y'all see a cracking? The bees in the comments in Jaga. Sis, man. I ain't gay. And just because my business ain't on social media about women don't mean that I don't do women. So y'all need to really chill, hey?
Yeah, I mean, I hear that. I think I've seen and I've heard a lot of people kind of suggest that he might be gay, more especially with the I'm a piano artist. A lot of people say that and you know, there are all these allegations, speculations and rumors about their sexuality and somehow them giving it up for a seat at the table
but
in the entertainment industry.
But you can't wear just a skirt.
It's fashion.
No, but I don't see myself wearing a skirt. I don't see
that's, that. I mean,
even let's say if Pharrell Williams would wear skirts,
which
then,
he has,
yeah, I'm done.
You see,
yeah,
I think just those who get it, and it's not everybody who can pull it off. And shout out to Musa Keys, a person who was also nominated at the Metro FM Awards as best dressed artist. And that's because he really goes beyond what the norm is. And with fashion, you definitely have to, you know, you have to go beyond those boundaries. I definitely don't imagine you in a skirt, though. I don't think you pull it off.
Let's see if Oscar Mbo would wear a skirt. If he wears
a skirt,
Oscar
Mbo could pull up a skirt.
A lot of guys will wear a skirt.
Yeah, but I mean, that's another thing. But I mean, let's be real here. Oscar Mbo could definitely pull off a skirt, period. One thing about his style of dressing, he can definitely pull it off and still, you know, not be questioned in terms of his sexuality. But anyway, what I'm saying also with regards to the story is that it's 2024. I don't know how we're still coming for people's sexuality. I saw, who's this? At some point, people were questioning Matlera. Just because he was posing with his friend, hugging his friends, and you know, and people should really just get over it. I mean, it's 2024, as I say, just keep up with the times. Yeah, that's that on that. And if you can pull off a skirt, come out, you know, wearing a skirt. Not that was like, I mean, he was wearing, did you see how he was wearing at the Bridgerton Netflix event? He had like a puffy, you know, top and all of those things. And I feel like, yeah, I feel like you should just continue doing
it. No, I'm not following Musa Keys because now he hasn't been releasing good music anyway.
Yeah, bona leo.
So,
and it's Friday. Musa Keys dropped something to prove. Well, moving on to some other music news as well, since we're still talking about that. Master KG took to his social media to somehow air some grievances about his former record label Open Mic Productions, which is infamous for its shadiness and weirdness and how they move in this industry. So he took to his timeline saying Open Mic Productions is one of the most selfish people to have ever worked with. Okay, the English there is not Englishing. So basically he's just saying that he's claiming that the production company or the record label is somehow selfish. And obviously this is not the first time that we're hearing of this. This is not the first time. If you recall, Nomcebo has been in a legal battle for so long with this record label. Who's this other one? Makazi also has had grievances with Open Mic, but also just decided to cut ties and start her own thing. So I wonder where this is coming from. I feel like, yes, Master KG has been releasing music, but he's been keeping it very low key versus back in the day when Jerusalema was Jerusalema and he was out and about and you saw him at so many gigs. Right now, I haven't seen him in a while. I don't know if that's on purpose, but what are your thoughts on that?
Master KG, I have no thoughts about Master KG. I just love the music. Skeleton moves. But Master KG, I think every artist has got something to say about their record labels. And this thing has been happening for years and years.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like from Gubu Mahlathini.
Absolutely.
Then recently, like last year, the late Sahara also was complaining. I think so. It has become a norm with them artists calling them a record label.
But more especially with Open Mic, with them having issues. It's almost like another Ambitious Entertainment or another...
Mabala Noise.
It's one of those. I think... Also, Master KG, I think coming into this industry, I think he really had his nose up in the air. And maybe this is just my take on how I've just been observing and how he's been moving. And now I think he's kind of humbled by whatever his experience is. And obviously, he's being quite vague also with what exactly he's experiencing. I mean, calling a company selfish could mean anything. I mean, Gucci, there's no tea bags in the coffee room or, it could be anything. So I really wonder, what exactly he was suggesting there. I mean, but that's that on that. I mean, but hopefully he will share his story at some point as well.
Just to add on what I said, like from back then, I think 2011, Shui and Mtekala, they were also in dispute with Bula Music.
Mm-hmm.
So this thing of a artist and a record label fighting, it's something that has been happening and it's a recurring situation.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I just hope he sorted it out.
Then reading your contracts is a big thing. I think even though we say it's a norm, you have to definitely learn from other stories. I mean, when you mentioned Zahara's incident, that's like back then with, what's this record label?
TS Records.
Mm. And that's way back. So if you're an artist, a new artist that's coming into the industry, you can't be excited by Jerusalem assigned now. No, you obviously have to learn from other people who have had grievances and stuff like that. And we all know, I think, the better approach in the music industry. I'm not a musician, but I already know that being an independent artist helps a lot. Even though it's harder to work and navigate the industry, it is easier if you are an independent artist. Mm. Obviously, you will have some sort of a deal with a Sony or Universal, whatever, a distribution deal of sort. But in terms of just being an independent artist, that is, I think, what helps a lot of artists kind of eat more from their plate instead of having other people, getting whatever else.
Like, for example, remember Casper when he first came into the scene? He was independent. He made good music. Then he signed to a major.
Yeah.
Look now.
Yeah.
There's nothing.
Whoa. I mean, he's not releasing. Come on. I don't think Casper has like issues in terms of when it comes to that. I don't have the deets, but I really doubt it. I would be so shocked if he were to come out to say that he has issues with the record label. I mean, if you've had a record label before, you already know the ins and outs and how it works. And he has Tilly, who is quite a great manager who's able to read through a contract and understand it thoroughly. People now get into contracts where, like, I know of one which is actually keeping a song from being released right now. I'm going to say that it includes a female and a male singer. And the reason why it's not out yet is because they gave him a crappy contract where they were trying to have him not get royalties from the song ever and just get like a once-off payment. And it's like how he almost signed it until somebody told him like, no, you're supposed to be doing it so forth and so forth. Yeah, but anyway, that's going to be an exclusive that's going to come soon as they're ready to release the info. But moving right along, on Sunday, there was a report of Busira Debe's marriage being on the rocks with Thapelo, you know, the gospel star.
Yes.
They have been in a relationship for quite some time, obviously wedded and all. And one thing about them is they work together. So sometimes their work and their personal life can come, obviously, and make headlines. But obviously, this time it was their personal stuff. And this all came from a supposed WhatsApp status that Busi Radebe had shared on her platform, of course, saying that she's an officially single lady. Now, to pause the story there.
The juice.
The thing is, when I think of, like, when I post something on my WhatsApp status, it does not mean that's how I feel. It could mean anything. Yes, sometimes it's like more about what I'm going mm-hmm. through personally. Sometimes I'll be like, yo, men are trash, but I'm actually talking about somebody else's incident, you know.
Yes.
And my supposed boyfriend, if he was to read that, he wouldn't be like, hi bo, so I'm trash or whatever. So this is actually, I don't know if it's the first time that I'm seeing a story that comes from a WhatsApp status, but I'm just like, I mean, just call the girl. You could have done that. You could have called the girl. You were looking at her WhatsApp status and you decided to say, okay, officially single.
I wonder who's the narcissist.
That's the thing. So anyway, of course, we had to reach out to Thapelo and ask, hi, bo, kwenzakalani la? Okay, sizoku tell my WhatsApp status, whatever. So, okay, I reached out to Thapelo because, I mean, usually I just speak to him and not Busi. And he rubbished the claims, saying that there's no marriage that is ending. Obviously, setting the record straight, saying that WhatsApp status and real life, guys, are we serious right now? Is that real journalism? He obviously questioned that, saying that they did have a chat about the status and they have an understanding about how they have to go about and all of that. But also, guys, please don't take stories from WhatsApp status without calling someone, because now they're going to block us from watching their statuses.
So understand? They blocked you.
They didn't block me, but I'm just saying, like, now, obviously, if another person or another celebrity sees that somebody can create a story from a WhatsApp status, they're going to just block all the journalists. And it's, you know, we want to see, because we're obviously going to comment and say, give me the story, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, that relationship is not ending. Boo-hoo to the haters or whatever else. Okay, so moving right along again, Uncle Waffles has been in the US doing a whole press tour. And something that we didn't expect from her was for her to do a freestyle, because we know her as a DJ, a little bit of a dancer, you know, that we didn't know that she had some bars to spit. So she recently made an appearance on Sway in the Morning and did a freestyle over the Little Kim's Light Us Up beat. Let's have a listen.
Big waffles, cream of the crop. I'm still hot, just in case you forget. I'm on go, mean you know I can't stop. I'm highly favored to shine at the top. Like flights overseas, I'm the first class seat. I'm laid back while the Lord he lead. Counting money trees till the day that I leave. Way, I gotta pray every second I breathe. Real big story, I might be petite. In a very short sentence, babe, I'm a lead. I got milk, you can call me Khalid. I'll be out in Dubai next week in Belize. I can do what I want.
All right. Well, yeah, I think Uncle Waffles is an artist that just keeps on giving. You don't agree. You don't agree. Why? What's up?
Uncle Waffles, like, King Asante project, at least. Then
I think she's been. I mean, she has the biggest song right now.
I haven't been following.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's the thing. She has quite a song that's going viral, a good song that's going viral right now. I actually have a friend of mine who's also on that track, Usupa Lupa, who's, I mean, he's also a rising star, and I think he's definitely going to be making waves in the music industry. He's been collaborating with Robert Boy and others. But Uncle Waffles herself, I mean, beyond whether or not she produces the music or whatever, I think the way that she's carved out her brand is doing, you know, she's doing quite well. I mean, it's kind of weird that she wasn't at the Met Gala, but I mean, she'll get there when she gets there. At least somehow she's recognized internationally. You know, she can step into a room and you'll kind of recognize her, because Ciara and Kelly Rowland and other people know her as well.
I had good to know Drake. We are mass.
Drake, we are follower.
Video call from if only a black coffee. Okay, yeah.
You understand? So I mean, if the goats in the industry know you, like you are pagati, but not as pagati as Tyler yet. But at least you saw. I saw a video of them also dancing together, and I know, Lichi. Why am I forgetting the choreographer's name? Anyway, the same. They are choreographed by the same dancer.
Yeah.
So I mean, they're pretty much in the same circle, but obviously Tyler does have the biggest stardom. But not to compare, of course, at some point she will make it wherever she's making it. But of course, she is quite known. I want to move on to it's music news all around. Shout out to Music Friday.
Shout out to you.
Shout out to me. So DJ Tira's situation, it's quite a
complex.
A complex situation, one that we definitely can shy away from reporting on, or, you know, we have to tread carefully, of course. But there were recently allegations made by Luke Ntombela saying that, "Hi bo, I was intoxicated, blacked out, and woke up next to DJ Tira." And that was her kind of alluding to her saying that she was violated somehow, I think. Mm-hmm. That's what I picked up from that story. And when she posted, obviously she went on a whole, I think she's been going on a social media tour.
She's been going on sabbatical with Tira's name.
Like, she's been on a tour going and like posting WhatsApp screenshots. I wonder, first of all, why now? Second of all, what other evidence can she give? Because she hasn't given any of that. She's just been claiming, making all these claims. And of course, DJ Tira did break her silence, saying that, this ain't it. And he's demanded an unconditional apology in the form of a cease and desist letter. You had a chat with Gugu.
Yeah.
Tell me what she said, that being Tira's wife.
No, she said, look, royalties, but Luke kept on saying she wants compensation of stress.
Mm.
And Gugu was puzzled by that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she doesn't know what does compensation of stress means.
Mm-hmm.
And did she get injured at work, or did she get injured at Afrotainment?
Mm.
Nothing whatsoever. But all that she told me, she wanted to give Luke Ama royalties work. Of which she hasn't been upfront with the banking details and all.
So Ama royalties and getting in bed isn't gonna happen. How do they even
correlate? You can check Nagu Facebook, like after the allegedly being violated by Utir, she started posting Ama documents about Ama royalties.
Yeah.
And I even asked Gugu about it, Guti, what does she have to say when this lady is accusing Utir of such? Then she said, "No, there is a lovely husband." So she doesn't know what Luke she's on about. But yeah.
Yeah, I mean, okay. First of all, when it comes to Tira and royalties, I'm not going to touch that topic because I know some things that I shouldn't be knowing. But they're obviously quite speculative, and obviously Luke should be taking notes. You see how careful I am about making speculations about someone? She should have done the same. And I'm trying to really understand what her cry really is. Is it the royalties? Is it the fact that she woke up in bed and she didn't know where the hell she was? Which one is it? And how do they come together? Does she just want her royalty money? Like, can we just speak to this lady? Can she speak up a little bit louder for the people at the back?
Yeah.
Also, of course, I mean, if she was violated in any way, obviously this is all allegations. I mean, we're not trying to be insensitive to her claims or anything like that, but they're also just claims. And that's where the issue is. Why didn't she go to the police station and open a case is a question. At J88, you know, did you go to the clinic to check? If you wake up blacked out after being blacked out in somebody's bed, and you don't know what happened, and you think something happened, and you don't go to the hospital, are you really concerned? No. Because, obviously, you're in shock. There are so many things that are going through your mind. But because you don't know, you cannot, in your head, just make up a story and say, maybe this is what happened, instead of going to actually check, right? Because then it's he said, she said, your word against his, and so forth.
Like, first, was he hears that you were gone? Ni, there's a robbery. Manje, there's this.
What do you guys do in this weekend? Okay, that's me kind of dragging y'all. I shouldn't say that. Imela isibayeni, like kwenziwani, thandazeni. And I know that Gugu Kati was baptized recently. Maybe this is a spiritual warfare. You know, maybe they need to, you know, just check that out.
Ngakabuyele kwahlabisa ekhaya ahlabi inkomo
ukuthi right. Yeah, yeah. Well, okay. There's more. Obviously, this is still a developing story with that one. So we'll see what else it has to give. But in some other news that I'm speaking about being violated in the industry and what this industry demands. Udumisani Khumalo, who's popularly known for his role as Sticks on Yizo Yizo, he believes that this industry... You know, there are sacrifices that have to be made in order to make it. Let's have a listen to what he had to say before we comment.
Whatever sacrifice and zinini is never sacrifice and I have whatever choice we need to find. Some people but sacrifice abunye ngabantwana umunye kumele ngabe nabantwana umunye uthola ukuthi uzodliwa iAIDS.
Okay, that's quite interesting. This is not the first time that we're hearing of this, of course, not just locally, in terms of showbiz, globally. Something has to give. Do you agree with his statement?
Partly.
Okay.
Partly, I agree. But the reason why I'm saying partly is that vele now ku TV awuthebheka, yes, sisibona ubuso buyiwanjalo. Advertisements, this person.
Yeah.
Then in acting, this person, then this person is a DJ, then also DJ, so MC, like partly. Yeah. But partly I agree. But now I beg go to Ikuluma from which direction? Because he training is on 14 the month.
Yeah.
And it's on 14.
And clearly he decided not to sacrifice himself. Well, what now?
So, yeah, and the painful part is that unabantwana that he's training Gubama actor and actress. So, you know, ama auditions, they've tend to be a battling ground for ibulala abantwana self-esteem and all because abantwana bafuna ukuya kule route leyo sacrifice.
I mean, well, we do know that auditions have been auditions. You either make it or not. I've waited in the line before. I know what it feels like. And you either get it or not. You get a callback. At least that's just a sign that you might make it somewhere in life. But if you don't get the role, somebody else was perfect for it. But I don't know if we can just conclude. I mean, we do know that the entertainment industry is quite... Yeah, there's more of these stories that have come up. We know there's couch casting, there's all kinds of things. So yeah, actually, I kind of agree with the statement, in fact, that we do know that some of these things do happen.
You're bold, Shema.
Couch casting.
Yeah.
Okay, please tune in. Stay tuned. Next week, there's a story that I'm putting out of an actress who actually told me that a producer came up to her and said, okay, you're doing extra stuff, but if you want to, you know, make more of an appearance on the show, give me your number. Let's hook up. An actual thing that happened. Couch casting is a real thing in the entertainment industry. And somehow we don't learn from Harvey Weinstein and Bill Cosby that we should just move on with the times and stop being rapey.
No wonder TV is boring because when I'm a couch casting.
Exactly. The real thespians are busy there collecting dust until the death. Or maybe they come out and ask for contributions and donations for their funeral. That's what this entertainment industry is. And I really feel like something should be done. But as for what, I don't know. But
I think things are still going to get worse than this.
Yeah. Okay, so mhlambe we must have like a whole night prayer for the entertainment industry. Let's all gather at Arena Holdings. Okay, jokes. Well, on a lighter note, rather, something more exciting, speaking of showbiz and entertainment and all things that have to do with that. Reality TV has been quite fun recently. I don't know if you're a reality TV fan. Not at all. I'll catch you up. First of all, Real Housewives of Durban has obviously come to an end with its final season. And yesterday, part one of, or just recently rather, part one of the reunion came out. And of course, I watched it because I was like, what's the tea? The tea turns out, I think, is on the second part, which should be up today, if I'm not mistaken, where they address things that have been happening in the industry, not in the industry, in the show. We do know that Slee wanted to address her being called a witch on the show, RD make an appearance with Nonku, and so forth. So that's up in case, you know, you're also a reality TV fan. Go ahead and check the reunion. I think that's quite, there's a lot of tea that's being spilled there. But also speaking of reunions, the Mummy Club, another Showmax special, is also coming up with the reunion. Ntombi Mzolo will be hosting that one. I wonder how she's going to do, but I mean, Thembisa Mdoda was the first host of that reunion. So, I mean, she didn't do quite bad. She obviously did a good job, but Ntombi is taking over this time around. I wonder why that she was replaced, because we know that Mable has been doing the Real Housewives of Durban for quite some time. So that's quite interesting. But also still on reality TV, one show that has been making trends lists this week has been The Ultimatum South Africa. Whew. First of all, why join the show? I feel like you're testing the Lord. It's almost like a temptation island, right?
Yeah, almost like it.
Yeah, so I feel like that whole concept, I mean, I first of all wouldn't join because, I mean, your whole relationship, I mean, you're really testing God here. You know that there's probably somebody better out there for your partner or less. Yeah. So, I mean, what are your thoughts? Have you been watching the show?
No. I'm not a fan of I'm a reality show.
Yes. Yeah.
Just the not a reality show. I just watch Gwanjo Man. That's it. But others about Real Housewives of Zandspruit or Real Housewives of Durban and Spugel, those things.
Well, okay. I also this weekend I'm to catch up on The Ultimatum South Africa from episode one, because where have I been? But somebody whose name has came up a lot in the show, especially when it comes to social media commentary, has been Ukanya. So Kanya has been labeled as a mean girl, as supposedly
she's a villain, abusive. Apparently.
She's quite a villain in the story. And from what I hear, it's mostly because she just hurls insults and just says some very shady things. So now with her, obviously, with Kanya making, obviously shooting up trends list, other people who say or who claim and allege that they've been bullied by Ukanya have came up. I don't know if you've heard this clip right here. Have a listen.
Imagine seeing your childhood bully on a trending show in South Africa. Imagine that. Anyway, I was watching the show that's currently trending, The Ultimatum South Africa. And as I was watching, I saw this particular girl. I'm like, oh, this girl looks familiar. Like, I feel like I know her from somewhere. So I continue watching. And as I continue watching, obviously, I'm hearing her voice. And her voice and her demeanor is triggering something in me. I'm like, first of all, where do I know this girl from? Secondly, why is her voice triggering something in me? Anyway, what really broke the camel's back was when she was fighting with one of the girls. So let me tell you this story. So, as I see these two girls fighting, and the one girl is like overwhelming the other girl, and I'm like, I'm feeling some type of way. Then my mind, you know, just, you know, travels in time, and I'm like, I know this girl. This girl used to bully me in primary school. This is her. Her name. So you can imagine. Can even probably guess who it is. It is Kanya. Kanya was my primary school bully. And when she used to bully me, she was in grade 2 or grade 3. Yeah, grade 2 or grade 3. We were like 8, 9. And I tell you, this girl was a bully. Like, the way they explain her, selfish and wants to get her own way. a bully of note, narcissistic to the core. I was so triggered. I'm like, oh my God. I kept hearing this girl's voice. I was like triggered. I'm like, it took me back. And it took me back to a particular incident in primary school. Imagine when we're 8, grade 2. And Okanye was someone who never used to like eating her lunch that her mom made. And she would make people eat her lunch. And I remember this one incident where she literally shoved a sandwich down my throat. Like, the fact that I can still remember that and just hearing and seeing Okanye and her demeanor on the show, I'm like, it's been how many years?
So that's a lady who's claiming that when they were in grade 2, she was bullied by Kanye, and through the show, Ivusilele trauma and remembered that Okanye allegedly shoved a piece of bread down her throat, which is quite, I mean, that's quite a lot. I don't think a grown woman like this lady who just spoke right now could ever make such a claim out of nowhere. But I mean, in South Africa, we don't know people like that. But anyway, because of obviously people coming out and bashing her, she came out with what seems to be an apology. I don't know if it's an apology or just her just being straight up bratty. Just, I mean, okay, I'm going to read it for you. She says, I acknowledge I'm a strong personality and I say things that others dare to think. Making TV aside, we are dealing with real people and real emotions here, so forth and so forth. She's basically just saying that that's me. That's me. There's been healing in between. I don't know what healing, if that's what your apology is. I don't acknowledge this statement. I think she's definitely what reality TV has shown her to be. I know, obviously, there's editing, there's clippings, and there's whatever. But ukthela umuntu ne champagne, you know, treating your man like he ain't nothing.
It's ratings.
No.
Ratings. Okay.
Okay, I mean, no. I mean, that's your opinion. You can definitely say.
I think my ratings, they need to be skyrocket, rubber sharp. But unlike, which is over stale, a reality show, it doesn't make sense.
For sooner, sure.
Soon it drama.
But I mean, juice. I think it's not just for TV what she's been doing. Because if it was just for TV, I mean, we're done shooting, you go on social media, either put up an apology or not. She goes on her social media platform and said, that's me and that's I say what I said and that's that on that. That shows that, I mean, you're really just that character that you've displayed.
Boyfriend, yeah, Kishan.
I'm just like, you are a mother, you are this. Obviously, it's just as a brand. I mean, if you, we all know if you just want to do reality TV and you hope to make a name for yourself, yes, give us the drama. But I mean, be apologetic here and there so brands can collaborate with you. So you can become something after the reality show is done. Now you're out here being this vile person. So she's just too pretty for this. Did you see how gorgeous this dimpled lady is? Yeah, no, honestly, something has to give. But anyway, if she says,
and the face, something completely different.
You know. But anyway, yes, tune in, stay captivated to Times Life, because apparently, Lifestyle is giving us a psychological breakdown of what's really been happening on the show. A psychological as a perspective on these people's actions, more especially with Kanye, who's been quite a topic. Still sticking to TV though. Oh, Matthews Rantsoma. Did I pronounce it correctly? Please help me before I butcher people's names.
Yeah.
It's correct, right?
Yeah.
So he's leaving Scandal. He's been playing lead for quite some time.
In Kamulo.
Yes,
on Scandal.
Yes, yeah. Yes, Maseko, and he joined in 2021. And there have been reports out there, speculations on why he's decided to exit the show. I mean, he's playing lead. So word on the street, rumors are that he was not happy with his pay. Now, those are allegations, right? Of course, he's not really going to say that out with his chest, but off the record and things and stuff have been said, and word in the street that the rumor is he's unhappy about something. But the official statement given by ETV states that Matthew approached them to say that he would like to pursue other ventures, and production have supported his decision and decided to let him go, and that's fine, and wish him all the best. So his last appearance on the show will end on in July. My birthday, FYI, just so we put it out there. I think he's been playing lead. I think he's been doing quite well. I know he has a theater background, so obviously he'll still be doing that, amongst other things. And if he says he has other things in the works, I think he should go for it. He was on Netflix not so long ago as well. So hopefully, yeah, just really all the best on his career as he moves forward.
I think money is a problem. It's a cause of it.
I also am quite convinced.
Because you can't say you want to be busy with other things, but you are busy shooting shows on Netflix while you are still on Scandal.
Yeah.
So I feel in the way mad.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I agree with you on that one. But that's speculation, right? That's just rumor has it. Rumor has it, because they haven't touched on those speculations, of course. But hopefully one day, you know, these actors, at some point, they'll come out and share their story. Mvelo also, who was her co-star, his co-star at some point, also left the show. But she went in and said, oh, I wanted to commit suicide because of my experience with the channel. Your PR, honey. It's not doing quite well. But of course, they did speak about that, or they shared a statement with regards to Mvelo's exit, and that's that on that. So all the best to Matthews on his
journey. And I strongly feel good to Scandal now. So we skim some light, you.
Okay.
If we say funny in a skim sound,
yeah.
But hey, that's my opinion.
And you know that we always go to the original.
Yeah.
But actually, while we're still speaking about that, we know Uzalo also, you said, or other people rather on the street are saying that it's giving Uzalo light. It's not giving, the storyline is lacking now, somehow.
So, nobody, Uzalo is on 14.
Oh, like, man. You. Guys, don't come for zone 14. Wasn't it nice? Wasn't zone 14 nice?
And a football look, man, mom Ginge. We are bigger actor and zone 14. And zone 14 had to do a lot about soccer. And then, mind you, Uzalo, she's there, but she owns a team. She owns a soccer team.
Eish. Unless if they're trying to do the Mamkize thing on a show, but why wouldn't they bring Mamkize? So you think they're definitely trying to take the storyline of zone 14? Well, we don't know. We don't know. But that's that on television. I think, yeah, this weekend, I'm definitely binge watching The Ultimatum to, you know, see all of the actions more from obviously hearing what people have been talking about, and definitely finishing the reunion to get the tea on what's been happening. But yeah, that's been it for this edition of The Chissapod. Remember that you can find our latest podcast, review and subscribe for free on iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you choose to get your podcast. You can also follow us on all social media platforms at ChissAlive. This Chissapod is a Times Live production, and our technical producer is Demi Buzo. Don't forget, you can also listen to other podcasts as well that we have on our platform, that being the Sunday Times Politics Weekly, Taking the Rams by the Horns, Gogo Have I Been Scammed, and 30 Years of Democracy. Well, that's it for now. Until next time, I've been your host, Joy Mpande, alongside
Khumuzo Mokhamedi.
And goodbye for now.